Amen.
Amen.
Our reading will be taken from Hebrews chapter number 12, starting at verse number 28. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version. And it reads, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks by which we offer to God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe." Amen. I want you to turn and point at somebody. Go on and point at them. We ain't trying to disrespect you. We're pointing at you. They get mad, blame that big head preacher up there. Point at somebody and say, "Neighbor,
neighbor,
unshakable,
unshakable,
neighbor,
neighbor,
unshakable,
unshakable."
You may be seated. We have entitled our message this morning, Unshakable. There's been a lot that has happened in these past few weeks. Going back to the Pulse Disco Club or nightclub, whatever you want to call it, club, where a number of people were killed, to a week or two ago where a young man is out front of a store selling CDs, whether they were legal or illegal. What we do know is that the cops had restrained him, pulled their guns out, and he was shot at point blank range. There was another situation we know about that took place up in Minnesota. They cops stopped the car. Not the driver, but the passenger was shot and killed. Then we know that there was a peaceful rally in Dallas, Texas, in reference of letting folk know that Black Lives Matter. And the cops did not have on any riot gear because they're like, look, it's peaceful. There's no reason for us to have on riot gear. And a brother was up in the parking garage and was picking off police, injured several and killed five. Over in France, just this past week, a guy is on a semi truck driving while people are looking up in the sky watching the fireworks. He's driving down the road filled with people, running folk over like they are just twigs. And that count, at least 84 people were killed. From all these situations, what we see is a tremendous amount of unrest, and there is no stability going on. And with the shootings that have taken place here in our country, our president has made the effort and reaching out to Congress and the Senate and saying that we need to have stronger gun control laws. But the NRA is funding lobbyists to go before Congress and Senate to make sure that none of the laws of the gun laws are to be changed. All we are creating in this country, and we're seeing it happening in the world, a tremendous amount of unrest. After the shooting that took place up in Minnesota, there was someone who was stopped in their car, and they broke out into a cold sweat because they were concerned whether or not they would be shot. The world, and especially our country, is shaken by all that is taking place. Shaken by just being an innocent bystander and being shot. Cops now are also shaken because they don't know if somebody now is going to shoot at them. So when we look at all that is going on, y'all, it has become a chaotic situation. A situation of unrest and instability. everybody is wondering, what in the world is going on? Everything around us appears to be shaking. Because folk can't see or feel any type of stability. It's just like this knife in this picture. This is how we feel, and this is what happens when we get shaken. A whole lot of noise is made. We don't know where to turn, where to go, what to do, how to do. All we know is everything around us, it seems like it's just going crazy. And there's nothing for us to hold on to, because every time something shakes, it causes us to move. That is the world we are living in. But then I say, I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for being who he is. Because truth be told, this is how we all once were. Like a knife in a pitcher, getting moved all around and had no stability. Didn't know what was going to happen next. Didn't know how to react to what was going to happen. But the one thing we knew is that we were being shaken by world occurrences. Some folks, since even 9/11, some folks ain't been on a plane since, because they have been. Some folks said, I ain't going to those other countries, because all those other countries are. But look at what's happening now in our own country. It's causing folk to be shaken. But then I looked at the word of God. In Hebrews chapter number 12, we are told in verse number 1 that we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. So let us lay aside every weight. So in essence, what the writer is letting us know is that we got folk who have been where we are and have gone through, but they are there cheering us on. And those same folk started out just like us, like a knife in a pitcher, being shaken. But something happened along the way that all of us had an encounter with Jesus. And through that encounter with Jesus, our lives have not been the same. And the writer goes on, when you get a chance, just go read all of chapter number 12. But the writer also wants it to be known that everything here on this earth that has been created can be removed and shaken. But then the writer comes to verse number 28 to let us know something. Can I share it with you? He says in the beginning of the verse, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be what? Do you hear that? We are receiving a kingdom that cannot be what? So in essence, you know what it's like? If I take this knife, which can move all around, and when I stick it into this peanut butter, that knife is unshakable. Even if I turn it upside down, that knife is what? No matter how much I move it, that knife is what? That's like the kingdom of God. No matter what goes on around, when we receive the kingdom of God, we are moving to something which is unshakable. Oh, somebody gonna work with me. You see, I want us to understand that we serve a God who wants us to realize that when we put our trust in him through Jesus Christ, that we are what? Unshakable. Because the God that we serve shall not be moved. So I thank God that he moved us from being shaken by world stuff and has now placed us in something which is him. That is unshakable. You see, when we look at this, the key word here is that we are receiving. Now the question is, God wants to give it to you, but do you want to? Somebody gonna work with me this morning. You see, so in essence, God wants us to recognize and realize that his kingdom cannot be what? Shaken. But the question is, will you receive it? Because if we don't receive, we can be in church all we want. We can shout all we want. We can dance all we want. We can say thank you all we want. But if we have not received that kingdom, we will still continue to be what? You see, I want you to understand that we serve a God who is unshakable. And I want you to know this, because some folk feel that their jug of their life might not look this clean. Well, can I let you in on a secret? Don't none of us have a clean glass to give God. Oh, somebody gonna work with me? None of us have a clean knife to give God. When we come to the Lord, we don't look squeaky clean. We come a dirty mess. So I'm so thankful that God takes us in our current state and does something good. Oh. God does something good with us. And when we make the decision to receive the kingdom that cannot be shaken, there are some things that there ought to be some evidence. Everybody say evidence. There ought to be some evidence that you have received this kingdom that cannot be shaken. Can we go take a look at it? Look at your neighbor right now. Say, neighbor, don't get mad. Take the walk with us. Y'all ready to go? You see, if you understand that you're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, he tells us, let us give thanks. You see, when you're a part of something that's unshakable, no matter what shakes around you, you don't have a problem with giving God what? Thanks. You see, I know when you woke up this morning, I want you to know, Mother Austin, brother arthritis might have been knocking at your door. Might have been messing with you. But when you woke up, you still sat up and what did you say? Thank you. Because Lord, you allowed me to see another day. You might have woke up this morning and your bills are piled up. But if you're able to still see another day, you ought to say what? Thank you. I know everything ain't the way you want it to be in your life. But when you woke up this morning, you still should have said what?
Thank you.
Because we serve a God who is what? Unshakable. You see, sometimes we got to look at all the stuff around us that's trying to. But we recognize that that ain't us. We like this. So no matter how much it shake us, since we have received what God has for us, no matter what goes on around me, I'm going to give God thanks. Because I recognize that he didn't have to allow me to still be here, Brother Kearney. He could have took me a long time ago. And since I am still here, I'm going to give God what? Thanks. You see, it might not be all the way I want it to be right now. It still might be a little rough around the edges, but I'm still going to give God. You see, Deacon Jones, it's so easy for us to shout hallelujah when we got a smooth road and everything is working out and coming up smelling like roses. But what happens when it starts stinking around you? What happens, Reverend Rose, when it seems like ain't nothing working right for you? Can you still say that I serve an unshakable God and ain't nothing going to shake me, but I'm going to give God thanks? So, if we are part of a kingdom that cannot be shaken. We know we're going to give God what? Now, the next thing that we're going to do, this is what we're going to do, for real, for real. What we're going to do is once we, let us give God thanks. He says, by which we offer to God an acceptable worship. With what? Reverence. See, there's a key word in there. Folk can play with worship. Folk can shout loud. But what they are doing is not acceptable. What God requires of us is acceptable worship. And how does our worship become acceptable? Is when we realize that we have received God's kingdom, which cannot be what? If you're still hanging out in this picture, then I don't care how much you shout. I don't care how much you say hallelujah. I don't care how many scriptures you can quote. I want you to know that what eventually is going to happen is you go. And when that happens, that's okay, Deacon Elwood. And when that happens, I want you to understand. That means in essence, God has not received our worship because our worship is not acceptable because we have not received that which cannot be shaken. I'm here to tell you today, my brothers and my sisters, whenever the people of God come into God's house to praise his holy name, we come because we know that we're standing upon the rock. The rock of ages, the rock which the builders had rejected, the rock which is the cornerstone of the church, the rock that will stay there through thick and through thin, the rock that won't allow the storm to take us out, the rock that won't allow the wind to knock us over, the rock who we can stand on, his name is. And when you stand on Jesus, you know that Jesus is what? On. You see, my brothers and sisters, what we got to recognize in those just killing them. What we have to recognize is this. We have to know for a fact just how good our God is. So when we come up in God's house, I might not have everything right. I might not have all my I's dotted and all my T's crossed. But I know I serve a God who is unshakable. And since my God is unshakable, Lord, I give it all to you right now. I might still be a little weary, but I know I'm in the right place. Because God is what? No matter what you do, he ain't going to move. He's going to be the same yesterday, today, and what? So since our God is good like that, we ought to make it our business to come here and to praise his holy name. Because he's worthy of our praise. We got to respect him. We got to love him. We got to trust him. He's brought us a mighty long way. He has brought us through thick and through thin. He has straightened out some crooked roads. He's smoothed out some of our paths. Do I got a witness in God's house? When you know that our God is unshakable, and you receive his kingdom, there's something you got to know. You got to know that even though the Lord has placed you here because you've received him, I want you to understand something. The enemy knows where you are. So the enemy is going to try to get you to come out of something that's unshakable and go back to where you came from. But we want folk to know, come hell or high water, I don't know about you, but I've come too far to turn back now. If the Lord has brought me this far, I know he's going to take me all the way. You can shake all you want. I ain't going nowhere because the God I serve is unshakable. Because when you look at this stick, this knife in this peanut butter, don't you know that knife ain't moving not even a hair? Why? Because it is in something that is what? Unshakable. And when you think about the God whom we serve, when we receive what God has for us, I don't care what the enemy tried to do to us, we become what? Unshakable. Because Jesus said that no man can pluck us out of his hand, which tells me that we are in a hand that is what? You see, when you know how good God is, when you know how far God has brought you, when you know how he has turned you around, you say that I will be what? Unshakable. I understand that I still live in this flesh. I still might be a little weary here and there. You might trip me up, but I'm in something that's unshakable, and the Lord will bring me. You see, my brothers and sisters, when we recognize how good our God is, when you know what the Lord has done. But Deacon L, what some folks said, they need some examples. Well, I'm glad you asked me, because don't you know when Jesus was asleep on the boat while it was being tossed by the wind and the waves, they went there, Deacon L, they woke him up and said, Lord, you don't care if we perish. You see, the Lord was asleep. You know why the Lord was asleep? Because he is. But don't you know when he woke up that day and he went out, he said to the wind, peace, and the wind stopped, and he said to the waves, be still. And don't you know there was a calm in the place? Why? Because wherever Jesus is, it becomes what? And I want you to recognize, when you know how good our God is, don't you know that there's a man, Deacon Jones, called Jairus, who had a daughter who was ill. And when he came to Jesus, he wanted Jesus to come and heal his daughter. And when he finally got to his house, I want you to know everybody in the house was. And the Lord told him that the girl ain't dead, she just sleep. They laughed at him because they were. And the Lord put them all out the house and said, y'all need to come up in here. And he just took the father back into the room with him. And don't you know that wherever Jesus is, he is what? And don't you know that that girl got up and she lived? Why? Because the God we serve is. So in order for us to see God work his miracles, we got to be what? Because the Lord has brought us a mighty long way. I know it gets tough sometimes. I know it gets rough sometimes. But you got to know for a fact that our God is what? And since our God is unshakable, whenever I come in God's house, I'm going to make it my business to give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. Anybody mind praising an unshakable God? Anybody want to thank our unshakable God? I don't care what they say about you. I don't care how rough it gets. We're going to give him the glory, the honor, and the praise, because our God is. Oh, Lord, we thank you this day, because you are a mighty good God. In essence, we are saying, God, you are unshakable. You see, Deacon Booth, I want you to know, when Jesus said to the disciples, particularly Peter, he said, Peter, I'm praying for you, because the enemy is trying to sift you. The sifting process is like the enemy trying to shake us. But he let them know that since I'm praying for you and I am unshakable, you will become unshakable if you continue to walk by faith. You see, my brothers and sisters, you want to be unshakable? You must walk by faith. Now, I want you to know, that does that mean that every step you take is going to be easy? Does it mean that every thing you do is going to come up looking good, smelling good. But what it does mean is that no matter what's going on, the Lord is there with you every step of the way. Because our God is what? And since our God is unshakable, and when we keep our trust in Him, I want you to know that He will not leave you nor forsake you. He's going to be right there with you every step along the way. And since you know that to be true, you know I ain't got no issue with worshiping Him. I ain't got no issue in praising Him, because I wouldn't be where I am right now if it had not been for the grace and mercy of God. And hold on now, check this out. But you know what some of us struggle with? Can I talk to you for about 4 or 5 more minutes? You know what some of us struggle with? We struggle with how Reverend Dab can God love me. He know what I did. He know what I done. You're looking at me now. But you just don't know some of the stuff I done did. I done did some stuff I don't love. And since I done did some stuff I don't love, how can God love me? Well, I'm glad you asked. I want you to know there's nothing you have done or can do to stop God from loving you. God's love is unshakable. It goes back to the foundation and creation of the world. When He breathed the breath into the first man and woman that He created, from that point on, God has loved us and will always love us. You know why God loves us? Can I get deep with you? Because when you look at Genesis chapter number 1, it says in there, let us make man and women in our own image. So don't you know when God looks at you, He sees a reflection of Himself. He's reminded of what He created, and what He created looks just like Him. And since we look like Him, He has to and will always love us. Oh, somebody gonna work with me. Lord, I thought you got to get excited on that last one. Because when God sees you, He sees Himself. Because we are created in His image. And since we are created in His image, every time He sees us, He's reminded how much He loves us. You see, my brothers and sisters, so since that is true, don't you dare think you have put yourself outside of the love of God. He loves you. God's love for us, y'all, is unshakable. He has never changed His position on how He feels about us. But it is us who change our position. It is us that leads out of His hands. It is us that remove from His kingdom, which cannot be shaken. It is us that look left and look right. It is us that thinks the grass is greener on the other side. It is us to think that somebody can do us better than God. It is us that try to fix it ourselves and not look to the Lord. I tell you, I thank God, even through all that, when we confess our sins, He's faithful and just and will forgive us of all unrighteousness. Why? Because our God is unshakable. So I don't care what any of us have done. God, Mac, has never stopped loving you. Mike, He ain't never stopped loving you. Jerry, He ain't never stopped loving you. Matisse, He has never stopped loving you. Sister Boykins, He's never stopped loving you. Arlette, He ain't never stopped unloving you. Do you hear me, y'all? Brother Walker, He ain't never stopped loving you. Our God is just good like that. Because He is unshakable. And since our God is unshakable, when we come up in this place, we gonna make it our business. Because every now and then when we go through the week, can we be real? Sometimes when we go through the week, don't we start to waver a little bit? Don't sometimes we lean out of our comfort? That's why we come back to this place. Because we know this is a place that is unshakable? Because this is where our God is. So even if you made some mistakes this past week, I'm here to tell you, God is still unshakable and will forgive you of your sin. And once you get that right, you got to remind yourself, since my God is unshakable, I need to be unshakable. I need to praise him. I need to worship him because he is deserving of all my praise. The writer of Psalm 150 put it this way. Let everything that has what? Praise. So what I'm telling you, why ain't you praising him then? Why do you come and sit here like ain't nothing right in your life? If you serve an unshakable God, I don't care how rough it gets. Sister Hemphill, won't the Lord make it right? I tell you right now, I just want to take a moment out. Can we just praise him for a few minutes? Can we just thank him for a few minutes? Is our God unshakable? If he is, let's praise him. Let's thank him. Let's magnify him. Somebody ought to say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being unshakable. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for blessing us. Oh, what a mighty God.